Who are you looking for? Who are you looking for? These are the questions that Jesus presented to Judas Iscariot and the soldiers that accompanied him to arrest Jesus on that Holy Thursday night after the Last Supper, as was their custom to pray then later in the Garden of Olives. Judas knew where they would be. He was paid off, and he brought the soldiers with clubs and weapons to arrest him. When Jesus addressed them and said, "Who are you looking for?" they said, "Jesus the Nazarene." Jesus responded by saying, "I am." When he said that, they fell to the ground, collapsed under the weight and the power of God, acknowledging his very name. The same God who, to Moses, through the burning bush, when asked, "Who shall I say to Pharaoh has sent me?" God told Moses, "Tell Pharaoh, I am who am. I am sent you. Not I was, not I will be, the eternal present." Jesus, now the eternal word made flesh, tells them, "I am." Again, they get up and he asks them, "Who are you looking for?" "Jesus, the Nazarene." "I am." And they arrested him. That same question is necessary for us to ponder and consider if we're going to be honest about ourselves and grow in any way in faith and not fall into frustration and fall away. Who are you looking for? Are you looking for someone to provide for you the food you need to eat? The people in the gospel were, but that's all they were looking for. Are you looking for someone to give you and restore you back to health? Are you looking for someone to save your family and keep it together? Are you looking for someone to make you richer, to get a nicer house, a nicer car? Are you looking for someone to make you famous? Are you looking for someone to make your life comfortable? The people in the gospel were, and Jesus told them, "Do not look for food that perishes." If you are looking to Jesus for that alone, I promise you will be disappointed and that your faith is in vain. So who are you looking for? Are you looking for a pope to inspire you? What happens when the next pope comes? Or a bishop? Or a pastor? What happens when we sin, like the apostles, disappoint you or hurt you, or move on to another assignment? Then why would you keep coming? Do not work for food that perishes, neither in the persons nor in the things that God can give you or has given you in the past. We as Christians seek Christ and Christ alone. But many of us do not know him, even though we come to Mass every Sunday, and we don't know what he is in the Eucharist. In the first reading today, the book of Exodus, the people grumbled against God in spite of the fact that God freed them from back-breaking slavery. Now they're complaining because they're in the desert and they're dying of hunger. And God promises them, "I will give you quail in the evening till it's coming out of your ears, and bread in the morning until it's coming out of your ears and your nose, so much that you cannot stand it." And he provides this quail in the evenings and bread in the morning. But the way the bread appeared was this dew on the ground that the women would wake up early in the morning and gather together and bake and put together and eat. But no one knew what it was. And so they called it manna, which in Hebrew means, "What is it?" That's literally what they called the bread from heaven. What is it? I can only imagine that when the women gathered this manna and then brought it to the tents, and the husband said to their wives, "Honey, what is it?" And the wife said to the husband, "How did you know? What do you mean, how do I know? I'm asking you, what is it? That's what it is. It's what is it? What do you mean, what is it? What is it? No, what is it? I want you to tell me what it is. That's what it is. It's what is it?" And the entire camp of Israel were fighting, right? Husbands and wives arguing in the tents about what is it. And still to this day, I think for many Catholics, we don't know what it is. In spite of 2,000 years of consistent teaching before Scripture, with Scripture, and beyond about what is it, that is the bread come down from heaven, the Eucharist, many people do not know what it is that is hidden in that tabernacle 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, except from Good Friday through Holy Saturday until the Easter Vigil. They don't know what it is. Because if we knew what it is, we wouldn't ever want to leave here. We'd come to Mass every day. Our Adoration Chapel would be packed when we have Adoration. But it's a sign that we don't know what it is. We're lost and confused, and God wants to feed us, and we're frustrated because the food we want is not what he promises to give. A long life, health, wealth, comfort, convenience. Those are good things to ask for the most part, but that's not what God promised. We have only to study the lives of the saints to know that there are many saints who died of hunger and thirst and unjust imprisonment and condemnation and martyrdom and poverty and lifelong illness. So why would you be a Christian? What are you looking for? If you're looking for such things, you will be disappointed. I promise you now. And it's just a matter of time before you leave and probably never come back. But if you're looking for a person and an intimate personal relationship, someone who will always be with you until the end of time in the Eucharist, who will never leave you alone, who will give you strength in the face of hunger and poverty and sickness and injustice and even martyrdom, and a purpose and a hope to persevere until the life promised everlasting, then you've come to the right place. And you will come to know the right person. So that when, not if, these things happen, or our leaders scandalize or disappoint us, we would never leave. Because we're not here because of them. We're here because of him. Do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. Christ has promised it, not what we want or what we expect, but what he offers. It's what we need. And this gift of his very life is bread come down from heaven, so that we would never hunger for God again, nor thirst for his love. It will always be more than enough. As we progress into these next few weeks, diving deeper into the Gospel of John, chapter 6, the Bread of Life discourse, Jesus will answer us very clearly what it is. What is it? The Bread of Life, literally and exactly, without any confusion. The people hearing him understood him literally, and we understand him the same today. But that's in the weeks to come. For now, Jesus presents this question to you and I. Who or what are you looking for? Only if you seek Jesus the Nazarene and a personal living relationship with him will your hearts be satisfied. Even in the face of struggles, doubt, and difficulties, God will never abandon you. Christ always remains with you, and he will always feed you the food that endures for eternal life. The only question is, who are you looking for?